Yo, what up? This is the Q Reyes Project. This is Q Reyes. As you know, I talk about everything on my show. And I'm here with my boy Dave Lee, just kicking it at the crib.
Peace, peace.
And, you know, we're just having a little night drink, just talking what's going on in the world. You know, we're not going to talk about Bill Cosby. We just had a long conversation about it because, you know, I changed my mind on a lot of things. I'll tell you all about that later because, I just thought that he might have done it, you know, and now I still think he might have done it. But Dave Lee brought some points and I was like, OK, and then I can see why maybe things are coming up now. You know, there's no right or wrong. You know what I mean? And
it's Hollywood, like, man. It's Hollywood. Once you sign that line, cross that line.
But, you know, I mean, everybody's got to do their own research, you know. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You know, Bill never really talked. He hasn't spoken. So we don't know. There's always two sides of the coin, and he hasn't spoken. Maybe, you know, maybe there's some reasons. We don't know. We don't know what goes behind, you know, these meetings, and we don't know.
Well, nobody knows, man. Nobody knows.
This could even be a campaign from Bill to, like, bring awareness to, like, women. You know, like, who knows? Sometimes it's crazy stuff.
It's weird, man. It's weird. All I'm saying is it's a weird spiral. And, yeah, when you look at the whole history of Bill's life and just the last 10 years, what's been going down with his son's death and that whole thing, like, obviously there's something going on. I'm not denying that. But to try to play judge or jury is I think, a lost cause, because it's so much more, like you said, that we just don't know. It's so much stuff that's connected to this. You know what I mean? I just feel that it's being more pushed to everybody to view on, like, a rape case. And it's so much, in my opinion, it's so much bigger than a singular or just a case. Even if it's 30 cases, it's way bigger than 30 rape cases or roofie cases.
That's true. Because why didn't they do something before? You know what I mean? Why, since the 60s, why didn't somebody do something then?
One woman? Anybody.
Anderson Cooper, somebody could have done a story, you know, about this. But it came out of a comedian. Yeah, it's crazy.
From a comedian?
Yeah.
A comedian. Not a private investigator. Not a detective. You know what I'm saying? You know.
So.
But I do think it's kind of, you know, interesting that, like I said, just a couple of years ago, Bill was doing a whole nationwide tour, basically chastising his own people and talking about them, you know what I mean? And how, you know, in a negative format, which I thought that was kind of weird in my opinion, too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to be, you know, self-critical, and we can all work on our weaknesses or whatever, but to chastise a group of people publicly?
Well, he's disconnected.
I never thought. That's what I'm saying.
He didn't
disconnected. Yeah. So now you got to look at that and connect that into the game also. Because when he did that, it's exactly what you said. I felt like this man was completely. He said he didn't understand the language of these people. Those were his words. Those were his words. Like he was from, you know, Venus or some shit, or some Mars or some shit. You know what I mean? Or, you know, Crypticon or whatever.
I remember when the Emmys or the Oscars, one of those shows, probably the Emmys, and Wanda Sykes was the hosting or doing Man on the Street there at the audience. And she was asking people, you know, Wanda Sykes has like a southern twang or whatever she has. And she went to Bill Cosby and she's like, "Hey, Bill." And she was kind of being a little ghetto with him.
Yeah.
And he just didn't even talk to her. He didn't respond at all. Like,
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, I don't know you. Yeah. Like, you could probably look it up on YouTube. It's like, "I don't know you. Get out my face."
Yeah,
and
man.
I think when you have that attitude, though.
When you got that, I feel you're just heading towards some type of disaster.
Yeah.
Wherever it may be, because your spirit's all corroded.
Yeah.
First off, your spirit is all fucked up. So if you're rolling like that, it's a matter of time before something happens.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably one of the things that, you know, like I said, he left a window open for them to expose him. But like I said, that's Hollywood, man. They're all freaks and rapists and druggies and all that. That's what they do. But the thing is,
not all of them get caught, right?
Not all of them get caught. Exactly. Yeah. So the ones that do get caught are the ones that do get exposed. You got to ask yourself why and what is behind this. You know, what is the reason for this? I'm not trying to defend nobody, but I just want to say, why is all this going down now?
Yeah. You know the crazy thing? I see a big, there's a big difference between white, let's call them freaks, you know, the people that be raping and doing all kinds of, you know, little kid stuff, and black the ones that are accused that are black. For example, the white ones seem to get away with it. You know, they seem to like, it's a big deal. I know. They just kind of goes away. Like, oh, you know, Woody Allen, whatever, it just went away.
Woody's just cranking out more movies and, you know what I mean? Like, he makes it seem like it's all right to just fuck your, you know, 14-year-old stepdaughter. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of the plan.
But that's what I'm saying. But if you notice that people like Tupac went to jail for rape.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson. Michael Jackson was accused. Now Bill Cosby.
See, and now you got to go to the historical value of this also, too. Whereas historically, it's always been, you know, if a woman, a white woman, you know what I mean, feels, you know, in a position where she's uncomfortable or, you know, she feels like she might be, you know, maybe thrown out from her culture, her family. They've cried rape many a time. This is historic. You know how many men has been hung and killed and
since the slave days. All you have to do was just say it. Yeah,
and they didn't even touch him or whatever. You know what I mean? So this is all connected. Like once again, I'm not making no excuse. I'm not saying whether he did or not, but I'm just saying look at the lineage, look at the historical viewpoint of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's a coincidence. Like I said, that all this stuff's coming up now. With the Ferguson thing going on, with the Mike Brown thing going on, with the Eric Garner going on, you know what I mean? Yeah. Why are we all focused on Bill Cosby instead of what's really, you know, going on in this world today?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why now? Why soon as everybody started wearing I Can't Breathe t-shirts and coming together and being proactive, you know what I mean? Now, we almost don't even talk about Ferguson or police brutality or what's going on. It's like, hey, another girl came out from Bill Cosby. You know what I mean? Another chick. Yeah. You know what I mean? She's from Idaho. You know what I mean? She said that, you know, in 1959, he was fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, once again, you just got to take a step back and look at the strategical moves of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Why now? When everybody was coming together and all colors was against brutality, against racism, against, you know, injustices. The whole world was coming together. You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden, boom, Bill Cosby. You know what I mean? The father, Jagello Pudding Man. You know what I'm saying?
But to play the devil's advocate, but like, why not go after Oprah? I'm sure she's got to have some dirt. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because Oprah, no disrespect to the, you know, the female gender, but I mean, she's not a black man. She's not a man. You know what I mean? That, once again, you got to look at the historical, you know what I mean, viewpoint and the lineage of what's been going on. If you can get the black man, you know what I mean, to view him as, oh, I need to rape white women all the time, or I'm a beast, or I'm this animal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Savages. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As punk-ass Charles Barkley, you know, called them cats from Ferguson and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like that, when people say that, they don't understand the historical, you know what I mean? Where that goes, that goes back. That goes way, way back. We're not just talking about 100 years, 200 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, yeah, they could have maybe fucked with Oprah or a lot of other people, but Bill Cosby was considered, you know what I mean, America's dad. You know what I'm saying? This father figure. And once again, like I said, the only black father figure that you saw on TV that was actually, you know what I'm saying, a professional, a doctor, wife was a lawyer, you know what I mean? This was in the 80s, in the 90s. Mm. Why haven't you seen anything like that today? Why all of a sudden is there no shows like that? You know
and
what
if
mean?
It works so well, why not duplicate it?
Exactly, you know what I mean? Exactly. If it was the top-rated show for years and it was off the charts for years, why wouldn't you want to duplicate? Wouldn't you want to duplicate something like that?
The network
unless
seemed,
you had an agenda. Unless you want to portray somebody in a different light. You know what I mean? Or a group of people in a different light. You know what I mean? Now, if you want to, you know, take... And Bill Cosby's a big dude. Don't get it twisted. He wasn't no... You know, if you ever see him in person, he's a big dude. He's a track star, Temple. You know what I mean? Athletic. You know what I mean? Big, strong father figure. Now, you got a big dude, you know, with a salt and pepper wig on. You know what I mean? Yeah. Wearing a dress. You know what I mean? And calling himself Madea. Yeah. I mean, that's a big jump.
That's
a big jump.
Bro,
think about it.
Wow.
Think about
that's
it.
Deep.
You went from Bill to Madea.
That's deep.
You know what I mean?
That's real deep.
You think that's by accident? Come on, man. That's not by accident. That's not by accident.
That's real deep.
That's not accident at all.
Yeah, if you look at... Yeah, he look is like the... He could be considered the Bill Cosby of today, but
definitely,
doing...
He is considered the opposite. But he's doing the opposite. He's definitely considered the Bill Cosby today because he's a black man, and when you see his... His films or his programs.
His family.
He's,
you know what
family
I mean?
Oriented. Yeah. He doesn't like the cursing. He was, you know, he tries to put religious aspects in his films and his features. But he just happens to wear a dress and be 6'5", 280 pounds. You know what I mean? Wear a dress and some fake titties and a wig. Just call himself a deer. You know what I mean? Don't let that shit run for 300 years, man.
Yeah.
A black man with no nuts running around.
If y'all know, we're talking about Tyler Perry, if y'all don't know. You know Google him. And yeah, it actually, like, that on, that's a very good observation where we come from and where we are now and how, yeah, opportunities are not out there. It's kind of like Dave Chappelle, you know, when they wanted to wear a dress and he wasn't willing to. Yeah. And people say, oh, well, you're crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
But really, who's the crazy? Maybe we're all crazy for thinking that he's crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. What's crazy is just like you said, to have a great show like The Cosby Show in the 80s and... You haven't seen anything like that in 20 years.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's crazy.
But then again, it hasn't been any... Chips hasn't been again. You know, that was a hit. And it hasn't been... You know what I mean? Like...
Shout out to Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada. You know, there hasn't been another Chips.
Shout out to Eric Estrada.
Or even a Fancy Island. You know what I mean? Like,
or even a Chico on the Man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? What about Chico on the Man?
Yeah, but yet you've seen, you know, so many... well, you know, television is mostly... Not mostly. It's, yeah, well, mostly white.
Yeah, and that's
and I think a lot of times we end up having to beg for roles and for parts.
Not a lot of times.
That program. All the time. Yeah.
That's what Hollywood is. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like you said. I mean, it's a strategic racist regimen. But at the same time, you know what I mean? You have to get in where you fit in. And it's sort of like the 60s as far as like the film out now, Selma and all that shit. It's like a lot of us. Or basically got to be sacrificial lambs. We got to keep going against the grain. We got to keep auditioning. We got to kind of try, you know, doing our independent work, obviously. But we got to try to break the walls of Hollywood.
And then we get pity. Because we don't get it.
Because if we don't go against these devils, if we don't go against them, you know what I mean? It'll never change.
Yeah,
we know the odds are against us, but that don't mean we go stop.
But a lot of times they give us things out of pity. Like, oh, well, we're going to have the black show. You know what I mean? We're going to have that Latino
on
the
pity.
Show.
They don't pity us. Trust me. It's not pity.
No, no,
it's
saying,
pressure.
But,
it's pressure probably from the, you know, the companies or whatever. But they don't want to do that. Trust me.
But they don't want to
put 2% of us out.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's almost like that pity role. It's not an organic role. It's like then you can tell they just added the black dude. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't in the script, and you could tell at last minute they gave him a role as the, you know, the doctor that comes in and out of the room.
Got a little heat from the NAACP or whatever. But you know, but trust me, like I said, that's not something they want to do. It's something to a certain extent they have to do. But
and then on top of that though is it's how we're portrayed on these roles. You know, like half of them, it's like. You know, when I go out for roles or whatever in acting, it's got to be like some gang member. Mm. You know what I mean? And I don't have any tattoos or a 13 on my neck or whatever. Yeah. And I'm the one that stands out in the audition because all these cats really have tattoos. And people that they call in, they're real gang members at the audition.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I love it because I think that everybody should get work. Yeah. But the fact that that's what they're casting for, you know, like I have yet seen too many Latino doctors or Latino policemen or even black policemen or black doctors. You know, they might put a Don Cheadle on a show. But I'm saying it's that pity role. It's like, well, since we need a black actor, let's just put Don Cheadle here. And you know, it's like filling the quota. It's like affirmative action.
That's all it is. I mean, it's just they, like I said, it's the pressure. They know they got to have a certain amount in order for them to keep the ball rolling, so they can all eat. So they'll throw in 1%, 2%, 3%, just so they can continue to eat and get their check.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's all that is.
That's how I think a lot of people don't understand how the industry works in the inside. But Hollywood is the most racist.
Oh man, the most industry. Racist. You know,
especially that's the only business that allows them, you know, that the government allows them to discriminate. Like, for example, they can ask, we need a Mexican and a black. Yeah. And they can actually, they're calling for that.
Yeah. Only. They'll say, only. We want, you know, white cats, white dudes from 20 to 35
only. Yeah, exactly. Like, only. So that's telling you, like any other business, like Coca-Cola couldn't say,
yeah,
we only want to hire 35-year-old white males. Exactly. We want to interview only. Them. Yeah, no. That's the only industry that they can actually discriminate
yeah.
and not get in trouble. And because any other company, you couldn't.
Couldn't do that.
Just say,
so you're kind of opening the door for all this type of, you know, ignorance and racist actions, whether it's via email or word of mouth or, you know, through your workings. You're opening the door for all that stuff to flourish and to blossom and to grow, because that's what you're incubating. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're growing when you got rules like that and ideals like that and a philosophy like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm never surprised when it comes to Hollywood, man. Like I said, I just try to prepare myself and to learn. But if Bill did it, that shit, man, I mean, hey, you know, he should be put in exile, man. That's, you know, that's a piece of shit work. I got sisters, three sisters and a mama. So if he really did that shit, you know what I mean? They should, you know, get rid of
them. Well, I think they should have got him way back when.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm looking at the big picture of also what is all this is representing, too. I'm not just looking at somebody's actions, because, like I said, it's Hollywood, man. Everybody, you think Bill was doing that stuff by himself? You know what I mean? Those are parties. That's a party. That's a Friday night party in Hollywood. Yeah. Roofies, rape, you know what I mean? That's what goes down in these Hollywood mansions, man. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Every week. I mean, every day. That's what they do. It's just, why is this person getting exposed now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to ask yourself that question.
Yeah, they all got skeletons in
everybody,
the closet, man.
What? They all got skeletons, man.
Probably worse.
What? Come on.
Probably worse. Come but, on. You know, I think a lot of it is these conversations need to be more mainstream, where, you know, everything in the media is it's Hollywood too, you know what I mean? So everything is controlled and what information goes out and when.
That's the first thing, you can't even take, you know, media seriously.
They're not going to give Professor Griff his own show.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Let him talk.
But you got to have shows like Professor Griff.
But they're not going to put him on ABC at 8.
They never will. You know? That's why we got to have more shows like this. You got to have more pirate shows. You got to have more of an independent movement. Because, trust me, if you sit here and wait, expect TMZ to change their heart or become righteous, man, you're in love with the cocoa.
Which is a big,
for real. If you expect them to, you know, all of a sudden turn righteous, you know, when you expect them to be righteous, you're really in love with the cocoa.
Yo, that brings it up to music, man. Like, because what's happening? Yo, I wrote this piece the other day about hip hop being dead, because I really believe real hip hop is dead. You know, and there's some people that try to do something here and there, and there's an underground movement going on. But as far as like how it used to be, like, remember, you couldn't just download music. You had to go get that tape, that Nas tape, you know what I mean? Like, from somebody that had it, or you had to go put that money in, like, you know, $15 or whatever, and get the tape to get that Jay-Z. Yeah. Now, I think people don't appreciate music because you can just download it. And people like, you know, Coco, whatever, you know, I love seeing people make money on their work and their craft.
Yeah.
But why that gets pushed? Yeah. You know what I mean? Where there's, you know, there's so many cats on the underground just with dope lyrics, you know, good messages, dope beats, everything that you would never hear on the radio, ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I personally think that I kind of feel the opposite on that regard. I feel like hip-hop is definitely alive. It's not dead. I think it's far from dead. I think it's just branched out, and in a way it's actually kind of, you know, I don't want to say good, but in a way it's kind of like it's a purge right now. I feel like it's going on with hip hop because there's so much. I think before, like, say, was it like maybe what was that, like that Mace Nelly era where it was just,
oh yeah, yeah, the shiny suits,
it got really R&B-ish and really soft and really just sings just no attention paid to the lyrical wordplay or the skill value. That was just lost for a good,
you wear some shiny
almost decade,
something shiny and you're good.
Yeah But I think because of that, man, it made cats who was really into the culture of hip hop come even harder with it. So like I said, you gotta think about it now too, worldwide, and really America is the only, we're the only one that's really tripping, because if you go to France, Germany, Africa, Puerto Rico, Spain. You know what I mean? You could Big Daddy Kane, Biz. You old. I don't even say old school because that's whack too. I think rappers are just rappers. And MCs just, it's no old school. You never hear nobody say Bruce Springsteen was an old school rock and roll artist. Yeah. Bono from U2 was an old school. You know, those fools are still making hits after hits after hits. Yeah. It's only our genre where we have this whole thing on age, like, oh, he's an old school rapper or whatever. Man, I think some of Big Daddy Kane's best work I heard recently, or Kool G Rap. You know what I mean? Yeah. Those type of cats.
But they got more experience now. They should,
this is what I'm
should
saying. Be better. You should be better. And that's what I come to saying, that I think hip hop is more alive now because the people who are really, you know, living it, you know what I'm saying, are working harder to sell, spread that message and spread that word. Now you won't hear it on mainstream, yeah, okay, but as far as, you know, worldwide and just the culture of hip hop, it's really live because I think now people recognize that there's two sides. It's good against evil right now with hip hop.
But then
it's
it's
whack shit against that real shit. You know what I mean? So you gotta get in where you fit in.
Yo, I'll go even further. I think, see, when I say is dead, I mean that what hip hop is no more. You know, where I think it needs to, you know,
I disagree because it's like, I think it's more than what it was before.
Yeah,
you
but know what I mean? that turned into something else. It's kind of like hip hop comes from, let's say, that, you know, that whole African Bambaataa movement.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. Zulu Nation is still in effect. Little Willa Wayne just joined Zulu Nation. So you got Zulu Nation is still in effect. You know what I mean? It's just, what you got to understand, it's like what's being fed, what's being programmed out there is not the real hip hop that you're going to hear. You ain't going to hear the real hip hop on, you know, these radio stations or, you know what I'm saying, or any cable MTVs or, you know what I mean? You really got to know your hip hop to find your hip hop, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because it's there. It's there in abundance.
But that's what I'm saying. I go further.
You
got
to really know it. To know where it's at and where to locate it. If you don't know it, you'll just follow whatever, what's the latest trend, what's the latest hook.
But I go further into saying that it's something else now because it's kind of, it's like when rock and roll became heavy metal. There was a big distinction. It's like, okay, it comes from rock and roll, the guitars and all of that, but it became its own branch. So hip hop is hip hop, but then it's branched out and we're not categorizing hip hop, right? It's not hip hop to me. Is that underground, right? And then you have the commercial, whatever it's called. I call it hip hop, where you have the Nicki Minaj's and the Iggy Azalea's, where they wear some booty shorts. And to me, that's not.
You gotta understand. First of all, hip hop is the culture. You know what I mean? Rap music is just one element. That's just one element. That's
but
just
Iggy Azalea is not graffitiing. Breakdancing.
She's rapping, but that doesn't make her hip hop.
But she's not even rapping. You know what I'm saying? She's doing. It's cool. You can do it, but don't call it hip hop. Yeah. You're disrespecting yourself. You're putting yourself in the same shoes as Biggie and Tupac.
Well, come on, man. You know nobody takes seriously. But nobody. If anybody. Who anybody who considers her in that same category, their love of Coco.
She's in that. Yeah. But see, when you get nominated for a hip hop award, it's the same awards that Biggie was nominated for.
Yeah, but like I said, who's nominated? Who's, you know what I mean?
Macklemore won the Grammys.
But this is what I'm saying. But who's that for? That's not for hip hop. That's not for hip hop.
Well, exactly. Then don't call it hip hop.
It's rap. That's a rap.
Yeah, exactly. Call it fun music. Call it whatever you want. Call it fun hop.
But you
got to
look at it for what it is, though. Like the whole, like I said, the whole institution of the Grammys, of the Music Awards, of MTV. That's a whole illusion to begin with. So this is what I'm saying. You can't even take your time to even, you know, get upset about that shit. Because like I said, you got to look at it for what it is. It's a political platform. You know what I mean? The people who get nominated already was nominated before they got nominated. It's for the album. It's for the, you know what I mean? It's for political and business measures. It has nothing to do with the actual genre or the culture. You know what I mean? It's political. It's a party. It's a political party.
But it's like this, y'all. If you take a book and you take the same thing and you just rewrite it and add extra stuff, it's a different book. So that's what's happening. Like, hip-hop is hip-hop. And then at some point, you gotta draw the line. Like, yo, That's not hip hop. And come up with a different name. Call it fun music. You know, I'll listen to it at the club. I will. But I'm not going to download it in my computer. So when I go, when I put hip hop on Google, Iggy Azalea comes up and Biggie comes up.
And this is what I'm saying. You have to know your hip hop. It's up to you. It's your responsibility as an individual who's a hip hop individual to know the difference between the Iggy Azalea and Biggie.
But you gotta label it.
But if you don't know the difference between an Iggy and a Biggie, That's on you. And this is what I'm saying. A lot of people don't. A lot of people just think, oh, it's all good music. It's all rap music. But that's on the individual.
But
you know what I'm saying?
It's like even at religions, right? Like, you know, the Catholics or whatever came from England and they come over here and they became a Protestant. What is it?
Protestant.
And then there's Baptists. Yeah. They all believe in God and they're all Christians, but they all got their
own version.
Yeah. And you go to a Baptist church, and you go to a Protestant church, you go to a Catholic church, and you know that it's kind of the same, but not really.
But
same thing with hip hop. It's hip hop.
Yeah.
We're all Christians. We're all hip hop. But yet, you're over there in the commercial world. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Good for you. But this underground hip hop over here, and then this over there, this conscious hip hop. This. Yeah. Different kinds. And when I think when you try to lump it all, you're doing a big disservice to the new kids coming up because the new kids don't even know.
You gotta understand, like I said, it'll always be some form of lumptation. I don't know if that's a word or not. But it'll always be some form of lumping going on because of the political and the money aspect. Because it's a $1 billion business, you're always gonna have somebody who has absolutely no knowledge of the genre, of the culture, who's gonna try to box it up or to use it in a way for them to gain monetary value. You know what I'm saying? Because it is such a hot item. It's a hot item. And this is why I say hip-hop is not dead, and I think it'll never die, because what hip-hop thrives on is the independent youth spirit. It's our spirit. Hip-hop is a spirit. So as long as that spirit is alive, you know what I mean? Think about it. You know, Jay-Z is like, man, I think he's doing some of his best things in the last 4 or 5 years. Just him as an individual. You know what I'm saying? He's straight up hip hop. You might want to call him, you know,
commercial, this, that, label.
But I mean, just from where he, you know,
what he is.
And he, the way he evolves and expands, he is what hip hop should be, is just evolving.
Yeah. But
it keeps growing.
Hip hop, you gotta, like, for example, Jay-Z has crossed from, He's been in different genres of hip hop.
Yeah,
he's hit the commercial, but he's also hit you with the streets. And he's versatile that way. Nas tried to jump commercial for a while. You know what I mean? But he was wearing a pink suit. Yeah. You know, Uchi Wally and all of that.
He did the commercial thing.
Yeah,
the only way he got platinum was to go to commercial when he did Nostradamus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was a commercial album. That wasn't Illmatic.
No, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He had to go that route. But we have to divide it. He recognized that, okay, his true spirit is just to be him, a hip hop.
But you have to protect it. It's kind of like you can't take the Bible and then write extra shiny stuff on it, you know, make it more interesting, put a plot line in it, and then call it the Bible. Now, it's a new work.
You got to understand, it's worldwide now, so it doesn't belong to anybody. So it's always going to be this free spirit, this entity that's going all over the place. This is why I'm saying it's up to the youth, it's up to the OGs, it's up to anybody who is really considering themselves a hip-hop, you know, follower or a hip-hop philosopher, a hip-hop, you know, activist or believer. It's up to those individuals to keep it alive. Whether it's, you know what I'm saying, you know, creating your own station, whether it's, you know, boycotting these bullshit radio stations, whether it's, you know, creating your own hip-hop party jams, you know what I mean, to play some real hip-hop music. Whether everybody as an individual has to participate, because that's what hip-hop is. Hip-hop is everybody putting something into the gumbo, everybody putting their own uniqueness into that culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like I said, the whackness is good, because you need that whackness to really appreciate the real shit that's being
played. It's like way off. Before, there were whack rappers, you know, and you just could tell, and there was whack songs, and you understood. And, you know, for example, MC Hammer, you know, and props to him, because he had a lot of success, but it wasn't hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's yeah, there's nothing wrong. It was rap, and it was fun. And I think, you know, I seen some of my boys wore little diaper pants, you know, yeah, the little big pants. But there was a big distinction between Brand Nubian and MC Hammer.
Oh, no doubt.
And I think that was, no, I think now they're, it's on purpose, they're trying to lump someone like Iggy Azalea or like Nicki Minaj.
Also, but even with Hammer, you got to look at the whole, like I said, you got to look at the big picture, though. Even though if you don't consider Hammer a hip-hop, you got to consider him part of the hip-hop movement. Because without an MC Hammer, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that opened a lot of crazy doors for the Brand Nubians, for the Poor Righteous Teachers. Because, you know, fools who had no idea what this, you know, Hammer, say what you want, but he had a cartoon. How many hip-hop, you know, rappers got a cartoon? Now it's worldwide. Now you're able to do tours. Now you're able to, you know, to be seen worldwide. You know what I mean? That might not be your type of music, you know what I mean? But it opened the door for rap, for hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It did not open the door, but it expanded. Because that's when the long money was involved. When Hammer, nobody was hitting numbers like Hammer.
No.
You know what I mean? The numbers, you was like, what? You know what I mean? This fool was selling albums. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody, we was all hating. I was hating. Yeah. But he was selling albums.
Yeah.
And he was making hip-hop into this money making entity.
Well, fun music. You know what I mean? He wasn't taking
rap music.
Brand Nubian opening up for him. You know what I mean?
No, but what I'm saying is, when people looked for Hammer, who knew nothing about rap or hip hop, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When they found Hammer, they might have looked somewhere else. They might have found
Cypress Hill. He was like the gateway drug.
Exactly. he was the gateway, because they could have found Bumped into Cypress Hill or Tupac or, you know what I mean, or Nas. So just because they was looking at Hammer. And what is this? He's in Russia, or some dude in Istanbul, some dude in India.
So he opened doors.
Exactly, exactly.
No, it's so good.
It's like Jackie Robinson. Mm-hmm. People, you know, Jackie Robinson opened the door, you know, for he was the first, you know, black cat to play professional, you know, Major League Baseball. For in whites, because blacks have Major League Baseball too, but as far as, you know, in the white circuit. But, you know what I mean? When you see his story and how it's going down, no disrespect to him, you know what I mean? He's a great cat. But it almost is like history makes it seem like he was the best guy, you know what I mean? They got him, threw him in, you know, in the white league, and the rest was history. But that wasn't the case, you know what I mean? The case was he was the best guy for the job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Which meant he was the guy who had the temperament. He wasn't from the hood. He wasn't going to get rowdy. He was going to be calm. It's almost like Martin Luther King. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he was the best guy for that job. It's not like you had a lot of other guys speaking and preaching and being activists, but a lot of them guys, when they got hit, they was telling people to hit back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not to say that was wrong or right, but at that time, you didn't need that. You needed somebody like Martin to be like, look, this is the method we need to use, you know what I mean, in order for us to grow in a whole nother spectrum. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
so so it was, you know, it was a gateway, like you said. Yeah, it was a perfect segue.
So and props to Hammer. Actually, he follows me on Twitter. I don't know why, but I that feels good. You know what I mean? Because I think, you know, well, he's from Oakland, and I think Oakland, you know, people have it wrong about Hammer. You know, because they see him in the commercial music, you know, that he was doing. He's changed that a bit.
And he's from Oakland. Yeah,
he's from Oakland. He will beat your ass.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. Hammer will beat your ass.
And that's what I'm saying, man. It's like
Gary Payton is from Oakland. Like people think that he's like, oh, well, these are these people that are in the limelight. Don't get it twisted. These people will wait for you outside.
Oh, no question.
And that's you know, like, wait, actually, Hammer did this crazy video where he's talking about Jay-Z being in the Illuminati and all that. So, you know, like, you got to give it up to him, because to do that, it takes a lot. Even if it's let's say it was a comedy spoof, it takes a lot to do that. You know what I mean? And he actually is out there doing it, and he's pushing it. So, you know, you got to give props what props are due. But yo, Lee, thanks for coming through and chopping it up. All things hip hop.
That's the name of the show. All things hip hop.
It's named whatever people want to call it. You know what I mean? That show, that crazy show, you know, with Cas be talking.
Word up.
Whatever you want to call it, that's what it's going to be. But, yo, thanks for coming through.
Yeah,
and
man. Yeah, invite me back, man. Yeah. I'll be back.
No doubt. Yeah, you're going to back east, right?
Yeah, man. Going back home to New York. for a minute, you know what I mean? Go home with the family for a couple of weeks, but I'll be back in LA.
Nah, it's too cold right now. You should have waited a couple of more months.
I know, man. I know, the snow melted. I know, but I just got to have to have some of this up in here. What, you know?
Well, this is that
Dominicana.
Oh, yeah, this is Mama Juana. Yeah.
Mama Juana.
It's known in the Dominican Republic. That's like the drink over there.
It's bomb. Yeah. It's bomb. We just did a commercial for Mama Juana right now.
Yeah. We went like from
rape. You're going syndicated. I'll be back home. Keep me like, yeah, man, we in Russia right now.
But we went from rape to hip hop, which is cool. But I think, like I said,
I'll be back to talk for real. Because, you know, people, like I said, man, I'm not.
But this is what we do anyway.
I'm not a conspiracist or nothing like that. But I'm telling you, I know. Like this whole thing with the cops and all this shit. I was telling people about this shit literally 10 years ago. This is a concerted effort that these cops, that this government is making to start executing motherfuckers.
And they're arming them. You see them?
They look
like military dudes.
Do you know where the army is coming from? Do you know who they are? They got Blackwater. They hired Blackwater. You know who Blackwater is?
Yeah.
The cats from Iraq. Yeah. They're training the police forces nationwide.
That's crazy.
Blackwater. So that's not protect and serve. That's fucking when you going into the trenches when you're about to take fools out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is what I'm saying. I've been saying this, dog. I've been saying this for years. And people think I've been tripping. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm saying that, because it's like I feel the Bill Cosby, like I said before, I feel the Bill Cosby thing, the hip hop, all this drill shit, all you fucking turn around, all you hear is drill, drill, drill. I'm loving the Coco. Shoot this motherfucker. I walked in the club in Steezy's club the other night. The whole fucking club's going crazy. It's like, fuck that nigga. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that nigga. I'll shoot that nigga. Fuck that nigga.
It's a hit.
Fuck that. It's a hit. Kill me. Triple platinum. And the whole club is going crazy. I'm like, son, you cannot tell me all this shit is not connected. The Bill Cosby shit, this drill shit, this Ferguson shit, this is all connected. Call me crazy. Say what the fuck you want. But remember, Q, I'm saying this today. So when you see me with a hole in my head, I'm serious. You think some shit like, yo, what the fuck? Be like, yo, because Dave D was talking about this shit. This nigga was saying this shit. He was saying this shit.
Yeah.
It's all connected, son. So just with all this shit's going down, just don't be quick to judge. Just take a step back and just watch. Just listen. Watch what's going down. But don't separate none of this shit. Because when it comes to us, it's all connected. I'm telling you.
Connected. Good looking, yo. Well, thanks for coming through. We talked about the Bill Cosby thing.
And
we brought it to the police. Yo, look that up. You know, don't take our word for whatever you hear here. We're just talking. Go to Google. Go whatever search engine you want to use and put in, you know, Blackwater. Is it true? Blackwater training the cops. You do your own research. See what you find.
But make the call.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You make the call.
Exactly. The information is out there. We just got to get educated about it. So, all right. So, yo, we're out.
Peace.